a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Senate State Affairs will come to order. Secretary will call the roll. Here. Let me get untangled here. Okay, well, welcome to State Affairs. We have no minutes, so nothing to do there. This is the first meeting of the Senate State Affairs Committee, so we only have one bill that we're going to hear today, so it should be a short meeting. I wanted to start by making introductions. First, our pages today are Anna Flitner. And where are you from, Anna? Stand up and tell us, say it again. Come to a microphone and you can tell us where you're from and press the button.
I'm Anna Flitner. I'm a senior at Lyman High School, and I'm going to college for pre-med next year.
Very good. Welcome to State Affairs. We also have representatives from Abate. You want to stand up and introduce yourselves? Also constituents, by the way. Very good.
They must not know you real well.
We got lots of time. We got lots of time. Please continue. Thank you. And they're also doing double duty today, I think. Augie is the chaplain in the Senate for the day, and Sunshine's the chaplain in the House. So thank you for that. Great. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to start just with some opening comments and by way of kind of an organizational meeting. We have several new members on State Affairs, and so we want to welcome them. And so probably more important to kind of let you know how my style of leadership in this, in running a meeting. I think it's important to know that obviously in this committee we tend to deal with bills that can be more significant and in a lot of cases more emotional, and we cover the whole spectrum. I tend to be fairly relaxed depending on the subject, but you shouldn't get used to it, because if the more significant the issue is, the more emotional the issue is, the tighter the ship will run. And just by way of practice, I think it'd be better for the committee to understand that I want to be somewhat formal. And so with that in mind, I will remind the people that are giving witness and the committee members on occasion, depending on the circumstances, that all comments, questions, be directed through the chair. I found in my 14 years of service that the value in formality is that it removes emotion from conversations, and emotions rarely help lead to sound legislation. Also, reminder that we are live via the internet, so I will remind committee members, hopefully not very often, but people that are wanting to testify, that all testimony be given in front of a live mic. As far as the structure in running a meeting, I will always hold questions until all testimony is done. I think that works better for all involved, that that the questions be held till the proponents and the opponents have finished their testimony. Oftentimes the questions that come up will be answered by somebody on the other side of the equation. So I think it's a better use of time. When we get to so I will go proponents, opponent testimony, then provide time for rebuttal, a brief rebuttal from the sponsor of the bill. We'll go to questions from the committee. Again, questions will be directed through the chair. and then we'll go to the action phase. And I'll remind the committee members of this again, because I think it does make the process go quicker and clearer if you will refrain from making preparatory remarks on motions. I want to hear the motion up front so everybody's clear what we're talking about. I will ask for a second, and as a matter of course, we'll go immediately back to the person making the motion for the opening comments. It works a lot smoother. Certainly, there are certain motions that are non-debatable, and it's not a hard and fast rule. And I've been known to be lenient with certain members of this committee that have ignored that request, but it does make the process go smoother. So with that, any other suggestions or reminders that anybody can think of before we move forward?
Mr. Chair, down here.
Yes, Representative Senator Maher.
I've served on other committees. You, in previous committees where we've served together, you reserve the right to make your comments. You were the final one to make comments. Is that the way you do conduct yourself, conduct this meeting as well, where you'll be the last one to make comments before we vote?
Yes, yeah, thank you, Senator Maher. That is typically what I do. I will not comment on every bill, but I will reserve the right to make final comment. And typically I will make sure that everybody has had an opportunity to comment if they wish to do so, and will reserve the right to make get the last word, I guess. Any other thing?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I had put a note on the agendas on your desks on the floor asking you to let me know if you wanted binders for this meeting. Most people are paperless, so I've gotten a couple people tell me that they want binders. If there are others here who need binders, you need to let me know. And then following the meeting, make sure that you leave your binder so we can fill it for the next meeting.
Very good. Any questions for the Secretary? Okay, we'll turn then to our calendar. You see we just have two bills listed today. Obviously, we'll get a lot busier as we move forward, but I did want to get some of the formalities out of the way so that we can hit the ground running in our next meetings. I expect a full committee hearing on Wednesday. We'll have some significant legislation, and I think a number of advise and consent motions on the calendar. And, you know, they're not significant. Well, I shouldn't say they're not significant. They do consume some time, rarely much testimony. Today we have Senate Bill 1, Senate Bill 10. Senate Bill 10, I will announce, we will hold that bill, defer it to a later date. And we will take up Senate Bill 1, an act to provide for the selection of the chair and vice chair of the Executive Board of the Legislative Research Council, provide for the year-round governance of the Legislative Research Council by the Executive Board, to provide for the term of each constituted Executive Board, and to provide for the continuity of board membership. Long title. Senate Bill 1 is now open for public hearing and proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. State Senator Ryan Maher, District 28, Northwestern South Dakota. I have been serving as the chair.
Is your mic on?
Yeah.
Might pull it a little closer.
Okay. I have been serving as the chairman of Executive Board over the course of this last interim. We've had kind of a interesting summer interim, I guess you would say. We've delved into some issues. We've addressed some issues, trying to make the legislature a stronger branch of government. And in the course of that, we pulled in an independent audit, had an audit review done of the LRC. And with that, it came many suggestions, about 12 different suggestions. And one of them is before you today. And in Senate Bill 1, one of the things in the audit report, it was the continuity, the consistency of leadership and trying to create a uniform body as we move from legislative session to the interim, and creating that continuity. And so it was the suggestion of the audit report that we set the chairman up as the alternating between the president pro tem and the speaker of house. And with that, it would, like I say, provide some consistency, continuity for staff and for others that have that as we deal with those issues that come before the executive board and then also during the legislative session. Something else that we've discovered over our tenure is that traditionally executive board that you'll see in Section 2 picks up after we adjourn here as the legislature. The executive board picks up and then continues on until we adjourn as a legislature again. However, to provide for that consistency and continuity, it is also recommended then in Section 2 that the e-board would be a year-round standing committee, essentially. Not necessarily always meeting, but we would operate from sine die an odd number of years to sine die and then next succeeding odd number year, essentially a two-year period of time, having the ability to meet during the legislative session to conduct business. And so as we are currently, we're kind of in a little quandrum here now as we are searching for an executive director. We have signed the paperwork for to continue a search of that executive director, but yet we really don't have any statutory authority to be meeting. So with that, that was in Section 2. And then that's also part of it is in Section 3, talking about the terms of who may serve and so on and so forth. With that, Mr. Chairman, stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Senator. Are there other proponents? You might just hang loose there for a second. Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there opponents? Senate Bill 1. Seeing no opponents, we'll waive rebuttal and we'll go to questions from the committee. Seeing no question, Senator Rabe.
Senator Maher, this is a, if I could have a little latitude, Mr. Chairman, this has been an issue that's been on a couple of our minds, Senator Roden and mine specifically for many years. So appreciate you addressing it. You know, we've long felt, even without the study, there was a lack of continuity there. And so if you could just maybe go a little bit deeper into the thought process you had of the speaker, president pro tem, and did you think about any other members, no other members? What were those general discussions?
And what we've noticed, and naming names, but the previous executive director, I think, found a few loopholes in how to manipulate the system. He would. I don't want to be accusatory at this stage of the game. So there's glaring loopholes out there, and to provide a uniform management team and system, I think we've got to address some. Especially as we go forward to, as we bring in a new executive director, give him a firm foundation to lead this organization forward in the future. This organization's been around the 50s, and I know Ruben could probably allude to more of the history of the organization and executive director. But the goal of this is to preserve the institution and move it forward into a year, into a period of time that we are now in with term limits and constant turnover of legislators and provide that foundation and a base.
Further questions? Senator Lucas?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Maher, could you explain to the committee then the process of the executive board being functional for the term during the legislative session, in particular when those members are not reelected or choose not to come back to legislature, and then how those how the board would have members to fill those vacancies?
Yeah, it would go back to the caucuses, I believe, and you'd have to have those. If somebody, let's say like this year we had an unusual high number of resignations, and so then the caucuses would have to reappoint. From what I understand, that's really not addressed, know of in this bill at this time. But it would have to go back to
Mr. Chair, if I could just.
Yes.
It's my understanding, then we talked about that on e-board, is that it would really come into play in 2015 when the session starts, and some of the current members aren't there for whatever reason, then those elections would have to take place. Usually we don't take, haven't done elections to e-board until the end of session. They would have to take place at the beginning of the legislative session in the party caucuses. So that would be a change that I think leadership should be aware of, because those elections could possibly take place at the time that the minority and majority leaders are elected in the caucuses as well.
I forgot about that portion of it, yes.
Further questions? Okay. I'll make a comment / question, Senator Maher, because this has been an ongoing issue for a lot of years. When I was in the House, there were times, and it had nothing to do with any current issues that we might be dealing with, but just ongoing. I always felt that there was a void in continuity between the e-board and elected leadership, and I think we presented had legislation in the House probably 7 or 8 years ago that would have made the majority and minority leaders of both chambers ex officio members or members. I can't remember how that was structured. Largely to resolve the issue that you're dealing with here. I don't know that, this is a different angle as far as making the speaker or the president pro tem, an automatic appointment to a leadership position. I don't know what to think of that, but things that Senate Bill 1, obviously pre-filed, obviously a little chance for conversation. Would you object to, rather than passing this bill out in this form or trying to sort through, if we just held action on this bill at this time and allow both caucuses to have some discussion and see if this is the way we want to bring this bill out of committee and then go from there to future time?
Problem with that, because I know I've been trying to pull a whip group, and I just know that we haven't had enough time yet to have a full sit-down discussion as a whip group. And here and there, as I was calling my whip group, and they know they have more questions and comments that should be addressed before
we can proceed. Additional questions, Senator Rave.
Just more of a comment at this point, Mr. Chairman. Sure. I appreciate the latitude in holding the bill, because it has been a glaring issue, as you pointed out, for many years, and you and I have worked on it a couple of different times. And I do think we have a real opportunity here with the new executive director coming in, and we're kind of just in this kind of open area to make this kind of decision. We've got kind of the backing from the NCSL report that says, hey, this is a glaring deficiency. You need to get it fixed. So I think it is good for us to methodically move through this, make sure that we educate other members of the body on the issue and move forward in a proper fashion.
Thank you. For the comments, questions, Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I've had the pleasure of serving on the e-board with Senator Maher this last year and was in the middle of this, the NCSL report that we contracted for and then got. And the recommendations that they made, this was one of their primary recommendations, is that in their evaluation, they saw this as one of the weaknesses that we have in the legislative branch and in our management of our employees, the LRC. And so I do think it's prudent that we sort of take this on carefully, because, and as those of you that have been here longer have noted, this is an ongoing issue, and it's, I think we all recognize that we need to do something to try to strengthen our leadership. And I think it really boils down to, first of all, that in some regards we have to run the legislature like a business, particularly the part of it that and I've said this many times, that it's a very strange business model that we have here. We are a part-time employer with full-time employees, and that's difficult. And I think we make it more difficult for ourselves and for our employees when we ask them to serve more than one master. Under the current setup, that's exactly what we ask them to do. We ask them to serve leadership during the session. We ask them to serve the e-board out of session. I think it's unfair to them, and it's not productive for us. And I think that we need to come with some sort of resolution. There may be more than one way to skin this cat, but I think we need to work hard at coming to some sort of resolution. And I think the benefit of that at the end of the day is something that we all want, and that is a strong, productive legislative branch of government. That's a heck of a good goal to have, and I hope we can move through as we eventually move this bill forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions?
Seeing none, the chair will hold action on Senate Bill 1. As I announced earlier, hearing on Senate Bill 10 will be deferred. That brings us to the end of today's calendar. Motion to adjourn. Any announcements before I accept that motion? Seeing none, motion to adjourn by Senator Lucas, second by Senator Rave. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.